friends. It's now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, we take one of the psalms from the Book of Sung Praises from the Wisdom Literature of the Old Testament, psalms that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, and we connect that psalms to the daily Mass readings. Well, today is Monday in the third week of Easter. And of course, just like many of the readings that we're going to hear throughout the Easter season, the first reading is from Acts of the Apostle that talks about Deacon Stephen, who is the proto-martyr or the first martyr in the church, the first person to die for his faith in Jesus. And the gospel is from John chapter 6. And the psalm that connects those two together is from Psalm 119, which is the longest of all the psalms, and it actually crosses over. Remember, this is the psalm that's an extended meditation on the law of God, and it's broken down into 22 sections, each section representing a letter of the Jewish alphabet. All right, so we'll take a look at that. So the first reading, again, it's from Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 6. And Acts chapter 6 is the same chapter where the first deacons of the church were selected and ordained. It says they laid hands on them, Stephen, Philip, and five others. And it says, Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. See, so the deacons weren't just, waiting on tables. You know, maybe they were initially ordained to help out with the issue with the Jewish widows and the Gentile widows. I mean, maybe they were, you know, the Greek widows. Maybe they were there to deal with that while the apostles were free to do the work that they were called to by Jesus. But now we see them expanding, right? So now he's preaching, right? Which is what deacons do. Our job is to share the message of evangelization, to help the bishop spread the good news of the encounter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Stephen is doing. And he also was working, it says, great signs and wonders among the people. They could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. You know, so he spoke with great power. And we got to remember that, when we are speaking, we should always be asking God to be with us so that what comes out of our mouth is what God wants to say through us. Not my own words, but is God speaking through me. All right. So, that we want to remember that. I say this all the time. We're just instruments. God is the musician. And we need to be finely tuned instruments in God's hands. You know, and Stephen spoke so effectively that he got the attention of the leaders amongst the Jews, the elders and the scribes, and they ended up accosting him, they ended up seizing him, and they arrested him, brought him before the Sanhedrin. They again falsely testified to what he was saying, just like they did with Jesus. He's trying to change the customs of Moses, which of course he didn't try to do, and so they try to accuse him. And you got to remember, we're going to be persecuted. We're not afraid to stand up for our faith. We live in a culture that's godless, right? That wants to put ourselves as God. I am God, And again, and the lie that my actions and behaviors determine who I am. No, it does not, because there's no room for mercy and forgiveness if your actions determine who you are. So what I did when I was 20 determines who I am at 50? I don't think so. You know, there's growth and there's change and there's development and there's, maturity, and then we, so we're not. In fact, I got married 32 years ago. I'm not the same person I was on my marriage. My wife is not the same person she was when she got married. We grow and change over time, so we're not the same. What determines who I am is my relationship with Jesus Christ, a deep, intimate personal relationship, not my actions, not my decisions, but my relationship. Who I am in Christ determines my determines who I am, right? Not just what I do, who I am. That's important to remember. All right, and the gospel is from John chapter 6. After Jesus had fed the 5,000, and after the disciples saw him walking on the sea, he remained across the sea on the boat there, and he began to address the crowds. To say, when did you get here? You know, we were, you were looking for me, not because you saw signs, because you saw the loaves and ate and were filled. You know, do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life. Right? So we want to be fed, and which is what? The food that goes to eternal life is the Eucharist for us as Catholics, right? So Jesus fed them with bread and fish. Now their stomachs were full. Now he wants to give them the true food, the true bread, which is the word that comes from the mouth of God. Because if you eat food, you know, you're going to want to eat again because you'll never be satisfied. And when we receive the Eucharist, that should stir within us a hunger, a longing, a desire to go deeper with Jesus, to be more intimate with him. You know, that is the greatest intimacy we can have with God on earth is receiving him body, blood, soul, and divinity in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. You know, this is the work of God, Jesus, is that you believe in the one who he has sent, which is, of course, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the psalm that kind of appends the first reading in the gospel is Psalm 119. Now, the psalm covers verses 23 to 30, which, again, covers the Gimel, part of the Gimel and part of the Dalet strophes of Psalm 119. So Gimel is the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Dalet is the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Again, an extended meditation on God's law. And it says here, even those princes sit and talk against me, thy servant meditates on thy statutes. So again, a very beautiful connection back to Stephen in Acts of the Apostles. Even though people malign me, even though people speak against me, even though people make fun of me, they try to cancel me, they try to deplatform me, to use the language of the culture today, I will still focus on meditating on God's law. I will still have an intimate, personal, loving, life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't care what people say about me. I will never give up my faith and my love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can do whatever you want to me. You will not crush my heart. You will not crush my spirit. I will never stop speaking about the love of Jesus Christ to whoever is willing to hear.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.